If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/realID or visit your local DMV.
How are you supposed to know this? Oh my god.
What?
Oh, today's gonna be interesting, all right?
We've got some energy coming at you. Hopefully, you'll get it through the mic. If you're turning this on feeling like meh, you're just feeling like meh.
Let me just let them know, so okay? If you're listening to this right now and you're not having a greatest day, or maybe like you had a rough week, right? Listen, this podcast episode is made for you, all right? We're dedicating today to make your day better.
Okay? I like that.
So, first of all, I just want to tell you guys how I'm feeling. Actually, no. How are you doing? You good?
I'm good.
You good?
My question is, can we turn off the AC? It's very loud.
No, it's so hot in here.
Okay. Like, you know when you're so loud that like you kind of can't hear yourself thinking?
I feel like that's why, you know how some podcasters have like microphones that they use?
You mean headphones?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Headphones. We should try to like see if we can get
some. Yeah, I think it would complete the podcast look.
Because
it's such a podcast.
So do you know what's the point of the headphones?
So that you hear.
It's actually really good for you, or for me, I guess.
To like make sure that you can hear properly.
It's to make sure you don't interrupt one another. Because when the other person is speaking, you can hear them in your head. So then you would have to be crazy to still talk over that person.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast, everybody. My name is Ali Zaitza. Welcome back to the show. I am here with
Yoni Koto,
my dear, dear host and husband and partner in life, father of my future children,
best friend,
and bestie,
and business partner.
And yeah, business partner. I think your mic is a little bit loud. One sec.
Is it loud or is my energy just too much? Am I too much for today?
But we are currently recording this on a Wednesday. Beautiful day here in New York City. The weather and the temperature. No, I'm just kidding. We're here to talk about summer. We're here to talk about spring, summer, 2025, all the things.
You
That's
have this
so
like,
annoying.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, but I was just going to let you go.
Yeah, you're going to let me go. But yeah, no, I just wanted to talk about just
It's like
fun
every
things.
Year, basically. Yeah. Every year around this time, we have a summer episode, all right?
Yeah, and even though it's technically, when does summer start? I think
summer
mid-June.
Starts in June because your birthday, Alia's birthday is next month, you guys. Okay?
It is my last month of being 25.
And so that's, I mean, you should know when summer starts exactly. You're
summer,
a summer
I think,
baby.
Starts June 21st or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, you should know that. Like, I know when Christmas is because my birthday is in December.
I feel
so like
everyone knows when Christmas is.
I guess so, yeah. Okay, that wasn't the greatest idea.
I think it's more important to know when Christmas is than to know when is officially spring.
Imagine
or
someone's
summer.
Like, yo, when is Christmas again?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, today, okay, so how, did I ever say how I'm doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Oh, thanks
Let
for
me
asking.
Let me ask you back.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I must say this is like the best I've felt in a long time recording.
Tell us why.
Tell you why. Well, first of all, because I'm really excited for the game that's coming up after the episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can kind of guess what game it is based on what you're wearing.
Yes. If you're just listening to this, I'm wearing a PSG jersey.
If you don't know what PSG is.
Paris Saint-Germain. And they're playing Arsenal. So.
Which is.
Oh, yeah.
Soccer or football if you live in Europe.
Yes. Shout out to everyone from the UK. I'm sorry, but I'm rooting for PSG. That's my
team. Is Arsenal from the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. So shout out to everyone. I like Arsenal too.
Oh, so wait. This is still semifinals.
Yes, because whoever wins this game will go to the final,
which
will be against
Milan.
Inter Milan, yes. And they won yesterday against Barcelona.
Yo, that game was crazy.
Yo, if you're listening to this and you watch earlier this week,
yesterday.
We had Barcelona. Yeah, yesterday. Barcelona versus Inter Milan. I don't know if that's how you guys say it, but that was probably like the best soccer game I ever watched in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
It was wild, especially because they like played in the rain and everything.
And like soccer is like one of those sports that's like the only sport that will make me yell out loud.
Oh, Yoni was yelling.
Because like with the NBA finals, by the way, too, we have like amazing playoff games happening.
The games. Yoni's been in his sports phase right now because there's like both the NBA playoffs,
yes,
and
both crazy games.
Yeah,
so I really appreciate you for just letting me take over the whole living room with the projector and just watching it, and whatever you want to do, you do it with headphones. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, or I just play it out loud while you play your shit out loud, and it's just a lot.
So PSG today. I'm going to watch this right after the episode.
Yep.
And I think I'm not really like a diehard PSG fan, but I think it's like the closest team to Antwerp, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels familiar. Like, I love Barcelona too, but it's like, I don't speak Spanish. It's kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But we were in Barcelona last year, so.
I know.
Last summer.
I love Barcelona.
But let's talk all things spring.
This is not
a
sports podcast, okay?
I am let's bring it back. I am so excited, guys.
For the game?
Just the weather.
Oh.
I am such a seasonal person and I get so affected by my environment. I feel like everybody. And the way that I've seen people coming alive and just, it's so beautiful to watch.
Like when they come alive, what do you mean?
I just mean like you can just tell in the energy, the way people are walking on the street. People are just happy that the sun is like laying on their skin and it's nice and hot and you can have your legs out and your arms out and you're just like soaking in those rays, you know?
Yeah, but that can only last so long for Alia because
it gets so hot. So
once summertime gets here.
Yeah, like right now, I guess you could say this is spring.
This is beautiful spring right now. Yeah,
today is actually a very beautiful day. It's like 70 degrees.
Yeah, the last 2 days, it kind of be raining.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about the weather.
We're not talking about the weather, except we're kind of talking about how nice out, like what are we doing? Okay, because I have a lot of thoughts and I've been talking a lot about this with various friends on how every summer and every time, you know, the weather's nice, I always say, oh, I want to be outside. Don't catch me inside. Like, I'm just going to be outside a lot. But then I'm trying to think back to last summer and I don't remember, like, I can't remember what I was doing. But for some reason, I didn't feel like last summer was like I did
because
a lot of summery outdoor things.
Well, are you thinking about like summer travel or like when we were in New York?
When we're in New York.
I feel like we were so tired because we traveled a little bit before the summer actually starts.
Where did we go?
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, I guess August is like peak summer.
Yeah, I'm like, August is like end of summer.
Yeah. So what happened?
No, that's what I'm saying. I do not remember. Like, if I look back on my...
We lived in this apartment. We were here.
We moved here. No, the summer was split between the old apartment and this apartment. We moved here in August.
See, so there's a lot of moving happening. I remember.
So, like, we moved. We were also, like, apartment shopping or apartment searching. Like,
or hunting.
I don't know, hunting, yeah. Something about last summer just feels kind of jumbled and unclear for some reason. I don't like that.
So, do you want to make this summer, like, more defined, right?
Yeah, exactly. I want to, like, be way more intentional with my time.
You've been doing well.
I've already been killing it.
What did you do at the park the other day with your friend? She went outside.
Which day?
This
morning I went on a morning walk with my friend Carolina. We got a green juice and we walked for like 30, 45 minutes in the morning at 8 a.m.
Shout out to Carolina if you're listening.
She's probably listening.
Yeah. What else did we do? I feel like I want to do more things outside.
Yeah.
We have our friends Matt and Ray. Shout out to you guys if you're listening. They have a beautiful
rooftop.
Rooftop. And we had an amazing... That steak was really good. The Argentinian steak.
Yeah, Matt killed that steak.
So we had that, but then also I want to do that more often, just be outside more.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's for some reason, I think what happened last summer is I did every one of these little activities, like go to the park and read. I have a whole list in my phone, which we'll go over, but like go to the park and read, or like go for a walk, or play tennis, or go on a rooftop, grill. All these activities, I think I did each one like once or twice, if that. I want to do that shit all the time this summer. It's like I want to grill like,
I know,
20 times, and I want to go to the park like almost every day.
Yeah. I wanted to stay on grilling just a little bit. Like, okay. I don't have a lot of experience just like grilling outside.
Just
I feel
handling
like,
some meat.
Yeah. I feel like we've, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of experience grilling.
Yeah. We're going to have to cut that part out. But yeah. So, no, and I had a really nice time. And it's when you grill and like whatever you're eating, right? I feel like when you're just outside spending time with your friends, it's a good way to like not be on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You're outside. It has to be sunny. You're not going to be grilling on like a gloomy day.
I mean, you could, as long as it's warm and not like windy or raining.
When I think about grilling, it needs to be hot outside.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be super hot.
Yeah,
it
true,
can be
true.
Just warm. Where you can be comfortable. Like today is actually the perfect day to grill.
Yeah. Would you rather do that on a rooftop or like at a park outside? Depending on a rooftop.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love like if somebody had like a backyard. That's nice. In the park, I don't know. Something about it feels like too public.
Too public. And yeah, a rooftop
like,
feels
everybody
nice.
Used this grill.
Yeah.
But a rooftop is nice because you have the view, obviously. And then you usually have like seating and stuff. But something about like someone's backyard. I don't know anyone in New York that has a backyard. So yeah.
No,
that would be...
If you're in New York, definitely like... an apartment with a nice view, and I think that's always worth it. Than a park.
Because
the New York skyline is unmatched, honestly.
Yeah, it's so nice. And I just love, like, cook everything. Food is so fresh.
Yeah.
Like, but basically, that's my biggest thing for this season, is I want to do everything and a lot of it.
Yeah.
Somehow, I think, for some reason, last year, I did every one of these cute activities maybe once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the time, I don't know what I was doing. It's like, obviously in the summer, like you're still working. We're not kids anymore. There's no like summer break.
Yeah. Well, I remember summer break. It's
summer
like
break,
when you're a kid,
like,
you don't have shit to do for like forever.
I know. And you would just go outside and play.
Like
and then,
every day, it's just like, what do I want to do today?
Can you imagine waking up without anything to do for like a week straight?
I mean, I can definitely imagine that.
I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know. It would be nice. So tell me, what are some things... Well, actually, I'll go first and then maybe you'll think about it, because I know you haven't really like made an actual list of just things that you want to do a lot of this summer.
Well, I have one thing.
Okay.
I ordered a Frisbee.
Okay.
Frisbee. And that's a great activity to do for a summertime.
Yeah, it's an easy grab and go.
But it's actually so fun, and I'm pretty good at it too.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm great at it. I got better.
Tennis. We have to get New York. Listen, if you're the mayor or whoever, like, we can't. This permit thing is really annoying.
Yeah.
I know you have to get it. In Seattle, what I liked about Seattle is that if you find a tennis court, you can go and play. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to pay for any type of permit.
Yeah, but the thing is in Seattle, you would be able to play like endlessly.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, but like what about other people that want to play? You're going to take over a court for 3 hours?
I mean, eventually they'll have to stop.
Yeah, eventually.
Like in Seattle, you pull up to a tennis court. If I see someone's there, I should have came earlier.
Yeah.
It kind of just makes sense. You want to play, get there before me.
Yeah. I don't know. I do think there's something nice about like a lot of the courts here. You either wait in line or you have to go put your name down in a certain time slot. And then that's it's like you make a reservation.
Yes, but that's after you pay $100 for the
season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is worth it. It's worth it.
I think it is what it is. But I do want to play tennis. And I actually went to a tennis class.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you guys about this
yet. Tell us.
I went to a tennis class this past weekend. And it was so fun. It was a private class, me and the coach. And she just like kept feeding me the balls. And I did different types of exercises and drills and stuff. And then as I would go, she would, you know, give me notes to either adjust my grip better, which is something like I never did before. Like I would just go forehand and backhand the same without adjusting the angle. And it was such a difference.
Were you nervous?
At first, yeah.
When you first get there and then like she threw the first ball, like did you mess? Like how were the first few balls?
The first few, I feel like the first few were kind of like not good at all. But then as she kept going, like I got better.
Was she across the net?
Yeah. And we started close. So we started like half court.
Uh-huh.
And we did like a bunch of back and forth like
that. Yeah.
And then she said she's going to give me like 2 forehand, 2 backhand. And then we'll keep switching. And then we went full court. And then we did the same. And then we did like some drills where I had to go like I had to do a forehand from far away and then a backhand half court and then keep going back and forth like that and then the other side. It was good.
Tennis is one of the most, like, I want our kids to play tennis. Either tennis or soccer or football. Not American football, like European football.
Yeah. It feels weird. Like, after living here, I can't call soccer football.
Yeah, me too. I just say soccer.
But if I spoke Romanian, I would say football.
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 Yeah. No, tennis. I definitely want to be a tennis dad one day.
Yeah,
US Open. Wait, US Open 20.
You're
like,
acting as if, like, if your kid is playing tennis, they automatically make it to the US Open.
US Open, like 2035, you know, with a hat on.
2035?
Yeah. They'll be 10 almost, right? Watch people try to do the math. Okay. So
oh, I see. Yeah. We're not pregnant. Just
people keep thinking that too.
I think it's because we openly talk about kids, but like we're not.
But is that a weird thing to do, to talk about kids?
Because
no, because you say we openly talk about kids as if like.
No, like we're talking about kids as if we're either like trying to get pregnant or we are pregnant.
No, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there.
Yeah, we still got to go to Brazil. We still got to go to. We got a lot of places to go for.
But okay, so let me just quickly go through this little list that I wrote. And I also, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to do the same because I have been telling my friends that I think if we really want, this is my planner. Part of my personality is just being an obsessive planner. But I do think that if you write down things that you want to do, you are more likely going to do them, for one. And then two, you're going to like take a second to think, what are some things that I enjoy doing? Because it's easy. It's like, oh, I have free time. Let me go get a drink. Oh, I have a free afternoon. Let me go get dinner. Oh, I have a free. And it's like sometimes I don't want to be doing. That's what I think I was doing all last summer. Like I was just doing a bunch of going
like
out and like getting drinks outside, which I also love. Remember last summer, my thing was I want to go sit outside at a little wine bar situation on the street, people watch and drink my Aperol Spritz or my orange wine. That was like my thing. Mm-hmm. And I did that several times. But what I didn't do last year is like I barely went to the park. I wasn't really reading like outside that
much. So you want to be in the grass. You want to be in the grass.
I want to be laying in the grass all summer.
No, that sounds like a vibe. I want to do that.
So this is my, I have activities, right? So we got tennis and tennis classes. I really want to go on early walks and early runs, like early morning. There's something about an early summer morning that is like, you know, the day is about to get hella hot, but it's not hot yet.
Especially in Manhattan, like when nobody's outside yet. Like there's something magical about being up early before everyone. Not obviously not everyone, but
yeah, majority of people, especially on like a weekend.
In
something
the city,
about an early Saturday morning
or
just
like,
hits different.
Yeah, or a bike ride.
Oh, bike ride would be, yo, getting on a city bike at 7 a.m. on a Saturday seems like, what are you doing? But it's so nice.
Yeah. No,
like,
it's
where are you going
nice.
So early? I don't know. I really want to just be on the, like now the sun is out around like 5:45, 6. So I should be awake too. You know?
I mean, that's good. That's
so
one way
I
to look at it.
I do that too. Randomly, I kind of want to do some outdoor workouts. Do you remember how in Seattle we had this, when we lived by Green Lake, we had this like turf? Where there was like this big soccer field and then we would go there. It's right by the tennis courts.
Big soccer field, yes.
And then we would be there and we would just do like random shit.
I remember we did that one time though.
Oh yeah, one time. Well, I liked that one time. No, we did it like maybe 2 or 3 times.
No, it was fun. It was fun because the thing is, you can work out in the gym. It can be the nicest gym. It can be the Equinox, whatever. That's fine. But something about working out outside and you feel the sun and you sweat. Sometimes it's a little windy, so you get a little fresh air. Like that, it hits different, definitely.
Exactly. I just feel like that's
but
so
like where,
fun.
Yeah,
where?
We should do that
well,
here too.
Williamsburg, we keep saying we want to go to the track. I feel like it'd be so fun
to
go.
Oh, McCarran Park.
Yeah, early in the morning. Yes. We go to McCarran Park and we can set up, like, just write it on your phone, a body weight workout. So it can be like push-ups, like all these things, whatever.
Which I love.
Yeah. And then after that, the track, we just do maybe like 4 laps around the track and then you start again. And
that's
then
a
you
mile,
do that
right?
like 4 times and you're done.
Yeah.
And then after that, you go.
No breaks, though. Like when I work out, I don't like to have breaks. I like to just go and.
Yeah.
If I'm working a certain muscle group, I like to just like superset it with something completely
bring
different.
Bring a speaker, have the music playing. That's a vibe.
Yeah. Bring this, the frisbee, like for when we're done, you know?
Just mess around.
Yeah.
Okay. Some things specifically for like New York area that I want to do is I really want to go to Maine. I know that's like a whole other state and I said New York area.
People are like New York.
But
what?
I just mean,
you know what Maine is?
Since we're on the East Coast, that's something that last summer and in general we haven't really done. Like we haven't gone to neighboring cities or states, even though we're super close and we can take the train easily.
Easily.
There's Philly. I want to go to Maine. I want to go to Boston. I really want to go to Maine because they have really good lobster rolls.
And I really want to go to Philly because they have really good cheesecake. We almost
cheese steaks.
What did I say?
Cheesecake.
Oh no, we almost went to Philly.
But then it rained.
On Monday, but then it rained.
Yeah, it was raining.
So I think we're gonna have to reschedule, like, because we're gonna do that.
No, we should do it. It's literally an hour and a half train.
And I love train rides. I say this, I feel like I've been saying this the last few
guys,
episodes.
Hour and a half, that's like an episode and a half of your favorite show right there.
Yeah, easy. That's it.
Or just read or hang out.
Or just WTJ episode. Boom, done.
There you go. Yep. And
there you go.
And one other thing I want to do is go to Rockaway Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the closest you can get to like an actual sandy beach here in New York.
I've been there once before. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Shout out to Nicholas. We did like a quick shoot out there.
Yeah, the photo shoot. I remember that was a nice shoot.
Yeah, medium format.
But that was cold at the time.
Shout out to Nicholas. Yo, if you're listening to this, yo, it was cold.
Yeah.
And I was cold and I had like a jacket on, but the thing that we did, he only had like a tank top on and like his pants, right?
Yeah.
And we were shooting by the water. I feel like the more you get to the water, like the windier it gets,
yeah,
for some reason. Yeah. But yeah, like
it was nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, can you imagine, would you want to go there now that it's hot?
I would definitely. Nobody was there too.
Yeah,
that was a cool thing. But that was just like a fun experience, you know. He has a car, like we drove out there.
I
never really like got anywhere like outside of the city.
I wonder if it would be worth renting. Probably not, because there's like
renting a car.
Yeah, renting a car doesn't make sense because there's like, I think you can take the ferry there. I remember I was talking to a friend. She was like, yeah, you take the ferry to the Rockaway Beach.
It's nice. It's a nice drive. I mean, we had an hour
with the ferry.
Okay. I can't remember how far it was with the car, but we had a good time, you know, just talking, driving.
Yeah.
Amazing photos. Maybe I can put like one photo here.
Yeah.
And actually just show you. But like my favorite photo.
I just feel like one.
Shout out to Nicholas.
We should do that like several times. We should be like, okay, we're going to have some friends, we can meet there, we can go there together, pack up a bunch of like sandwiches, snacks, drinks, etc., get a bunch of like games, stuff like that, bring the frisbee, bring the badminton.
I want to forget that I have an iPhone. Like, you know when you go somewhere and you just put your phone in your bag and you just do all this shit.
You've been off your phone all day.
Yeah. And then if you do need to get to your phone, you're like, damn, where is this shit? Like, you don't even know where it's at.
You're so silly. Yeah. And I just think the even though I said, you know, we're not kids, we don't have the summer off, I do think there's something to say about work-life balance in the summer is key in being able to enjoy the beauty that, you know, I feel like, especially in New York, it gets so cold and like, you know, neighboring places, you know, Chicago, like there's some really cold winter days that we had to go through.
Yes.
And it feels like now we are deserving of this beautiful weather.
Yeah.
So
no, I get it.
It feels like we fought for it a little bit.
No, we definitely did.
And that's why I just think it's so important to be like organized with our life and then give ourselves enough time to like enjoy the fruits of our labor, you know, the fact that we worked through that shit, we went through the winter to now be in this beautiful city and have the energy and
do you think it's worth it? You know how the other day we were talking about, or I guess I was saying, because it was so nice out, I remember. And then I might have been talking to someone else, actually.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I could have this beautiful 70, 80, low 80 degree weather every single day of the year.
Mm.
And then they were like, yeah, but then you wouldn't really appreciate the summer like you do now because you don't have the winter.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could live somewhere where it's always nice and I would always appreciate it every single day. I don't need to feel cold to be like, oh, I like the heat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I disagree because I also enjoy, even though like, yeah, I don't want it to be winter right now and I don't want it to be cold because we just had that.
What is it about the winter?
But I know at the end of every season, sorry not to cut you off, but at the end of every season, I'm always ready for the next season. Like at the end of summer, I'm like, I've had enough of summer. I'm ready to get cozy.
Okay. But like, so when it's cold out, what is it about the cold that you like, I like this. I like being cold. I like not feeling my fingers or my toes. This is amazing.
Okay, I mean,
I can't wait to get inside and turn the heater on.
Like, nobody enjoys that level of cold.
Okay.
The same way that nobody enjoys insane sticky heat as soon as you step out, your sweaty mess.
So if you had to pick one and you can't feel your toes, like you're cold,
okay,
you're uncomfortable.
Okay, if I had to pick one, I mean, there's no point in even like talking about it if I had to pick one because I don't have to pick one. Neither one are no,
hypothetically,
extremes are never,
I'll take
are
the
never
summer.
Enjoyable.
I'll take the summer all day. Remember when we went to Palm Springs? It was dry heat.
Yeah, but it's not dry here. I'm talking about the realities of living in New York. You have a cold, windy winter, and then you have a sweaty, sticky, hot summer.
Give me that.
I'll take the winter because I can always bundle up. In New York, I remember I would step outside. Like, you can wear the least amount of clothes you possibly can and you'll still be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just, it's, and that's why now, technically, it's still spring. So I'm really trying to be outside because once it gets to the, you know, 85, 90 degree days.
Yeah, Allie
it's tough for me.
Anytime we travel anywhere to where it's like, actually hot, Alia is not having the greatest days.
Yeah, I struggle
with. Because it just really changes your mood.
It does.
And I feel like I'm
uncomfortable. The same way that when it's very cold, you are not yourself.
Oh my God, yo. When it's cold out and Alia wants to sit outside at a restaurant because she wants to film something in a good lighting, but it's cold out, I'm not doing that. I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah.
Those moments is like, as soon as you get the shot, let's go inside.
Like, I'm always the person that is like, can we get outside? Can we sit outside and eat? And Yoni's like, it's literally 2 degrees.
No, it's way too cold. But I get it. You know, with the lighting and all that, I get it. I just want to be inside, cozy. That's it.
Yeah. I think you guys should write down some things you want to do. Like, even it can be small things. Like, you want to go. My friend and I went to the park at lunch on a random, like, Thursday. And we laid in the grass, had lunch together. And then she brought her, like, coloring book. And we were just
so
coloring.
Cute.
And like talking and drinking a little sparkling
water. That
was
very cute.
And then went for a long walk and then got ice cream.
And
like,
just talk about life, right?
Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, for a summer to be good, it's the simplest shit. Just doing a lot of it. Have a lot of ice cream. Have a lot of walks in the park. Have a lot of, like, yeah. The simple stuff is like what accumulates to a good experience.
Yeah. I think organizing for me is going to be a big thing. Like, you know, morning, get as much done as you can, but actually no phone, no texting. Like, yo, okay, I work for myself, that's great, I'm just going to be at home, because it's very easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
And I do want to do an episode on organizing my life, or okay, like how do we organize things.
Okay.
I feel like that would be good.
Okay.
And a lot of people can learn a lot from how you do things, because I'm still learning. Like how to organize. I'll do, like, anyways, this is not the episode for that, but
organize yourself so that then you leave yourself the time to
live life. Ooh, time management. That should be the title
of that episode.
That's been a long life battle.
Yeah,
for me.
Like the amount of times I've heard you say time management.
Yeah.
And just really quickly, I want to talk about how this summer we're having our legs out 2.0. I don't know if you guys remember last year, it was a big thing for me that my legs were out.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a weird way. Yeah. Just in the way that, like, before wearing shorts for me was a thing. Mm-hmm. I was trying to stay away from wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And then last summer I was just exposing my legs to the world to just get over this stupid thing thinking like, oh, my legs are like too big or too this. And
I feel like that's a big thing, maybe for a whole different episode. Like, but this is just has to do with like body stuff, right? And nobody, everyone thinks someone else's legs look better and da da da. And I get it, you know.
I just think summer is too fun and too beautiful for us to worry about being in a bathing suit, wearing shorts, or like having our arms out or stomach out or whatever, you know. Like, find things that you're comfortable in, let those legs out, girl or guy, let the sun kiss your skin, you know what I mean? Obviously use sunscreen, but I don't know, it's just like summer is too fun to worry about that type of shit.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So I'm just trying to remind myself of that and remind you guys of that. And
but just to quickly, just about that thing about letting your legs out, arms out, stomach out, whatever. I just want to say I understand that it's a real, it's like a, we're kind of just talking about it right now, but it's a real thing for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's already like, oh, so, do we want to go to like the pool or something? My automatic thought is like, I'll have to be in a bathing suit.
No, I understand.
It's something
it.
That. I don't know. For me, it's something that stresses me out.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many people out there that are like that too. And there's also many people that are just like, oh, I don't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm excited for summer clothes. I'm excited to wear all the shorts. I'm keeping it simple.
Yeah.
This summer. I'm not trying to be like, ooh, unique outfits. Bro, it's hot.
I remember you had a summer like that. You were trying to do like the most like, ooh, that was the colorful one. The colorful
that
summer.
Was so
it was
long
2022.
Ago. No,
with
it was
the big chunky cubic like rings with all the colors you can think of.
Okay, I mean, I'm wearing,
but that was cute.
This
I liked
is a
it.
Colorful
no,
shirt.
But that was nice. I liked that summer
it was,
a lot.
It was what was happening then.
Every
okay?
summer, Alia has like an era.
It's okay,
like
what was my era last summer?
Last summer
was shorts. I was like
shorts. You had these jean shorts that you wore the shit out of. Every
I got
single
rid of them.
Day.
I got rid of them.
They started to look like a dress.
A skirt.
Oh, like a skirt. Yeah.
Yeah. They were just super wide leg
oh,
jeans.
Oh, so I hate those shorts.
They're very comfortable. But
like
yeah,
when
I don't
you know.
Know
those shorts when someone wears them, you can't tell if it's a skirt or shorts. That was that. But just like in jeans.
Yeah. It
oh
was,
my God.
They were very comfortable. It felt like I was wearing sweatpants.
Yeah,
you know?
No, they look like sweatpants.
Yeah. But I do want to wear a lot of color and I want to wear my hair up. You know, that was one thing last summer. I was wearing my hair down, but the thing is, it's so humid that my hair gets like really frizzy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put my hair up.
But it's also just like on your back. Like,
yeah,
forget the frizziness. Like,
something about, you know, as I said, you're wearing like less clothes, but because you have your hair, sometimes it feels like I can hide behind my hair. Like, you don't see all of my back and all of my arms, you know?
Okay.
But if you put your hair up, it's like you can see everything. You can see my face, you can see my neck, you can see my back, everything.
I mean, I feel the same way too, but I like wearing my hair up. Like, when it's down, first of all, I'm just hot. Like, the hair on my on my ears and my shoulders.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
To actually get to my shoulders. Remember when I was like, yo, I can't wait till my hair is like, it's been a it's
well,
been
the
a
podcast
journey.
Has seen the journey. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. Like,
from
if you
braids,
look back
to like,
from the first video episode.
My hair was so short.
Your hair was short.
I thought it was long back then.
Yeah.
Because
you were
of
so
how
excited.
Short it was before.
We all got to start somewhere.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to Patreon. Talk about, what are we talking about on Patreon?
On Patreon, we are having a fun story for you guys that has to be on Patreon. And I'm so sorry. Please don't feel left out. It's just not something that we can talk about openly on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now remember.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but it's a funny story. So if you are interested and you're not on Patreon, you can go over there on Sunday. We post the new episodes. And it's a fun story from a few weeks ago when my brother was in town. And I just think it would be funny to tell you guys.
Yeah. The link is in the description. I posted a new video today also. You should check it out.
Yep.
It's really good. Tokyo.
Wait, finally. Is it today?
Finally, well, when they're going to listen to it, it's going to be that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check out my YouTube, guys. All right. And shout out to everybody who already subscribed. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Am I going to do this every episode?
I don't know. It's up to you. I'll let you roll.
Yeah. I need all the promo I can get. Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys. Leave in the comments what you are planning to do this summer. If there's any specific things, like simple. So it could be simple shit. Like
shout
this summer,
you
just want to drink a lot of water, put it in the comments.
Yes. What did you say?
If this summer you want to drink a lot of water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let us know. Exactly. This is a perfect thing.
Yeah.
If you got to the end of this episode, let us know what you want to do at the end. Did I just repeat what you said?
And also you said, let us know what you want to do at the end.
No,
the end
let us know. Hold on a second. Let us know what you want to do with your summer.
At the end of this episode?
Yeah.
You're confusing them. Guys, leave a comment down below of what you want to do this summer. What's your thing? Is it that you want to have your legs out?
Okay.
Is it that you want to drink a lot of Aperol spritzes? Mm-hmm. Is it that you want to read in the park, in the grass, go to the beach? Tell us.
If you want to grill.
Yeah, if you want to grill, if you're going on a trip, what is it?
Yeah, like what are your summer plans, basically?
Yeah, basically. Okay. We didn't really say our summer plans. We're going to do a little bit of traveling here and there, June and August, but... Very excited to just be living life, feel alive, feel like the sun is like feeding my soul.
Yeah.
And having a good time with friends and family and my husband over here.
Same. Exactly. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. We're going to close out now.
No. Okay. Bye, guys. I'm just excited for season 4. I can feel the energy is different.
Yeah. We're ramping up. I feel like we had to go over, you know, the Japan trip, the Seoul trip. Yeah. Now we're back in the actual reality.
Yeah. In real time.
Real time. So, with that said, goodbye.
Good night, wherever you're at. Or good morning. And I hope this episode made you feel better. Right?
Yes.
I hope like your day was like, you know what? Actually, things are okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, baby.
We can always, if you have like money problems, listen. You make money, you lose money, you make it again.
That's how life goes.
If you're having health problems, you get better. Take care of yourself.
If you got friend problems, communicate.
Just call them.
Or just move on and fuck it.
I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that. You should call them and say, hey, listen, I know we've been disagreeing on this thing. And maybe you guys don't even talk at all. Actually, I want to do an episode about that. How to solve friend fallouts.
Or friend arguments.
Yeah. I'm really good at that.
Friend arguments are...
Yeah, okay, well,
I'm going to write that down.
If you guys want this episode, let us know. We'll do that shit next week.
Okay, we're actually going to leave now.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Love you so much.
So much. You have no idea.
Love you.
I hate that. Don't do that.
I love you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.